Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. And Alan, we saw the president in New Hampshire yesterday dealing with the opioid epidemic, which has been devastating the U.S. He's vowed to take tough action, including the death penalty for certain drug dealers. But of course, a lot of this opioid crisis started with prescriptions.
Well, that's right. An awful lot of doctors have been prescribing opioids in order to help their patients get over pain. Unfortunately, they give out too much of the stuff. And as a result of that, there has been an over-reliance on the opioids. And some people have been switching to heroin because it's cheaper. We do know that the autocratic regimes like China and others have put the ultimate sanction on top of the distribution of opioids. And when we take a look at people like Duterte in Philippines and others, we see that this is basically approaching totalitarianism. In other words, I'm going to send out death squads, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. That's what the accusations are. In any case, we've been pulling back on the prescriptions, but basically there's too much stuff getting given out, and we all know it.
Maybe too much information being given out. The issue of Facebook and company Cambridge Analytica. More information coming out about the data mining that took place. Over 50 million users. Information taken in a way to use what's called psychographics to affect voter behavior, basically. The senior Facebook official now is exiting over the dispute on the Russian ploys. And reading a story out of England, the Trump-linked data firm offered to entrap politicians.
Yeah, the British Channel 4 UK sent all kinds of undercover operators in to Cambridge Analytica. And it turns out what they found was not pretty. And this Cambridge Analytica thing is really quite bad. There's a whistleblower there who has made it clear that he was part of something. And if he was, he didn't want to be part of it. So therefore, he was going to blow the whistle. I have to say that what we are seeing from Facebook is not exactly rewarding. I've been a big Zuckerberg fan for a long time. I don't see why you don't get ahead of this early. When you know it's happening, you don't try to say we're not going to expose. Look, this is one of the richest men in the world. He's got one of the richest companies in the world, if not the richest one. And what in the world would you do by risking all, by not coming forward and saying, look, this is what we know. We've made some mistakes. We're going to correct it. Instead, you let your top security guy go, who, by the way, seems to have been wanting to do more public disclosure and to do more cleaning up. It doesn't look good for Facebook. Their numbers have dropped in the stock market. It doesn't look good because the American people don't like it. If the Russians were having their way with Facebook, it's really a disgrace.
Cynthia Nixon, the actor and public education advocate, announced her campaign for governor of New York yesterday. It's official. She wants to run in a Democratic primary against incumbent Governor Andrew Cuomo. Perhaps interesting coincidence that it's the day that the Siena poll came out showing her having a real uphill battle against the governor, trailing him 66% to 19%.
Well, I have to say, I saw the ads that she's putting out, and they are very effective. She is a woman who is saying the right things, and Cuomo, of course, has a great deal to account for right now in terms of the Prococo trial and his closest aide being found guilty. So people aren't in touch with this yet. But there are those who feel that the mayor of New York, although he denies it, is behind the whole thing. These two guys, de Blasio and Cuomo, have really hated each other's guts for so long now. It's so clear. So, you know, she has nowhere to go but up. And if the ad that I saw, her kissing her child and her obvious enthusiasm about fixing the subways in New York and all of the other things that Cuomo is now on the ropes about, it could get interesting.
Well, someone who was happy about the announcement and showed his happiness, sending a picture around in the email, was Richard Nixon's son-in-law, Ed Cox, the head of the GOP state party, who flashed the trademark Richard Nixon double victory salute in a picture he sent around to people yesterday.
Well, he hasn't had much to work with. It's a blue, blue state. He's done an effective job as a party chairman. It is clear that he is ready to go to war with Andrew Cuomo. Let's face it, my good friend Mario Cuomo, who I did this public radio show with for so long, was outed by who he, as we always say, WHO-HE? George Pataki, who then served for governor for 3 years in blue state New York. So that doesn't mean, just because you're a Republican, that you can't win public office in New York. Now, Mark Molinaro from the Hudson Valley, an outstanding county executive, he's in it. John DeFrancisco, who comes out of the legislative wing of the party, they're contesting on this. A guy like Molinaro comes much closer to the Pataki model than a DeFrancisco does, who's a much more conservative man.